It's time for the farming and food news with Megan Mackay. And you're making us hungry again this morning, Megan, because you're talking about baking.
I am indeed. Good morning, Elaine. We often hear all about the farmers and what their role on the farm is. But what about the rest of the family, in particular their partners? I went along to a farm in Drumbow to talk to some of the women in the household. And if any of the listeners are Great British Bake Off fans and having withdrawal symptoms, then fear not. This may well help with your cravings, as we also had a chat over baking some buns, which I found out also have an important role in the farming community.
I'm Sally Dorman, the wife of Henry Dorman on Scout Hill Holstein's farm in Drumbow. We milk about 100 to 120 Holstein Friesians all year round, and we also rear turkeys for Christmas. I've been married now 35 years. We would be the fourth generation Dormans to farm here. I was originally a McKee, one of six. The eldest girl, so from the age of nine, I was taught to bake, because as my mother said, the boys had to be fed. You can't expect a man to work unless his stomach is full.
And we can hear the granddaughter over here. Who's this wee woman?
This is Rebecca. I'm Laura. I'm her mama, married to John. Rebecca's 21 months old now. She loves getting out and about in the farm and visiting the cows and the turkeys, seeing what her daddy's doing.
What do you think is your role in the household today?
Keep everything running. Give John the support, you know, so he can go out and work and make sure that there's food on the table when he comes in and his washing's done, and, you know, just keep him G'd up. My granny and my mum taught me to bake. Just if somebody calls in, there's always something to give them. That's the farmer's life now. You never get to leave without a cup of tea and a bun. Today we're making sweet and salty Rocky Road. Very, very rich, but you only need a wee bit.
I'm making mint bars, which are my own variation of a recipe, which I took out of a WI book. I like to take shortcuts because sometimes you have a very limited amount of time to get something made on the farm. And I'm also making mallow crispy buns, which is something very, very easy to make. Also, they're very cheap, especially at the moment in the present climate. I'm very aware of the economics of baking. I keep a few for ourselves, and I give my baking to my daughter-in-law and to my daughter Joy, and to anyone who has somebody ill in the house. We have had a birth in the extended family, so I'm baking for the new mother and father. I don't use my food mixer or food processor a lot. An elderly lady who's no longer with us, whom we all call Granny Gilliland, always says, make it by hand and you make it with love. You're always there in the background as a support, a listening ear when things need to be discussed. I've always done the books here. I've handed some of that over to my son. John does quite a bit of the paperwork and record keeping, especially for the single farm payment and cross compliance, etc. But I still do the registration of calves, do the VAT returns. I've always done it. Unpaid labour I have been for 35 years. But I don't mind, because if you're going to be a farmer's wife, I think you need to try to understand what the life is like. It's not really a job. It's a way of life. But when I'm shopping and I look at the number of people who buy farm produce, they're buying butter from New Zealand when there's plenty of good butter and dairy produce here.
And there's so much food waste, and people always say, oh, I can't afford to eat that. But you can. You just need to look at where you're buying it and what you're spending.
The Rice Krispie buns, I've cut some in rectangles and some in triangles. I've dipped the ends and some of them in chocolate.
Great, just for coffee after dinner. And
I can hear the kettle on already, so that's good. So there you go.
I know. When I, as soon as I hear Rocky Road, I just, oh, I want some. Did they send you home with lots of goodies?
Of course they did. So a few more calories and lumps around the hips this morning.
Join the club.